We're reading Ephesians. We're in chapter 6. We begin a new portion today about our armor that we are supposed to wear so that we could be effective soldiers in the army of Jesus Christ. And Paul writes in verse 10, "Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." The word "finally" means at last, at the very end. It's been many years since we began this wonderful epistle, and though it's short, because we only have 10 or 15 minutes every Sunday, we've been digging through these passages for many years. And sometimes I get comments about, when are we going to finish Ephesians? And my response is, I don't know if I will live long enough to teach through the whole Bible that we can come back to this text again. So I just want to take my time as we go through it. But finally, we have come to this passage that I remember probably 9 or 10 years old that we had Vacation Bible School, and probably few of you have had an opportunity to go to Vacation Bible School. It's something that the Southern Baptist churches used to do back when we were growing up, and we would meet for 2 weeks and literally study the Bible and do things all day because it was summer school. We didn't have school tracks like children have now. We would study all year, and we would have 3 months off during the summer, and so this was an outreach to the children of the church. And this text was one of those texts that we had to memorize, beginning with verse 10 all the way down to 18. And although I'm getting older, my memory seems to be fading, but I can still remember this text. It made an impression on my mind. And we learned that we are soldiers of Christ. Paul writes to Timothy. And it says, "Timothy, endure the hardships of being a good minister of Jesus Christ." How? He says, do it as a good soldier. We are not only soldiers in the army of Jesus Christ, but we are called to be good soldiers. Апостол Павел пишет Тимофею. Он говорит о служении его. Говорит, ты будь хорошим или добрым воином. Мы не только воины в армии Господней, в воинстве Господнем, но мы должны быть добрые, хорошие. Другими словами, это говорит за усердие нашего труда. Мы предыдущие стихи говорили, как мы должны служить тем людям, которые дают нам возможность работать у них, господа наши, а мы рабочие у них. Если мы делаем это для славы Господней, как там были стихи написаны, то когда мы приходим к нашей борьбе, к брани нашей, то мы осознаем, что это мы делаем силой Господней и для славы Господней. And so Paul is describing in Ephesians just a little bit of history or a little review, chapter 1, 2, and 3. Paul describes to us the spiritual blessings that we have in Jesus Christ. From our election to our sanctification, all the way to our glorification when God brings us into his own presence. Through the rapture of the church that we're studying, or just finished studying in 1 Thessalonians, or whether we enter God's presence through death. And then beginning in chapter 4 and 5 and all the way up to verse 9 of chapter 6, Paul takes the spiritual blessings, the things that God has given us, and he teaches us how we are to use these blessings for God's glory. Первые три главы послания к Ефесянам апостол Павел открывает и учит и наставляет нам о всех духовных благословений, даров, которыми Господь обогащил нас. А начиная с 4, 5, 6 глава апостол Павел объясняет и учит нас, как мы можем употреблять духовные силы и благословения, дары духовные, которые Господь дает нам, как мы должны потреблять их для славы Господней. And then Paul comes here to verse 10. And he says, the only way you can live the life that God has called you to live, you have been called. The only way you can do that is if you are strong, if you are prepared, if you are equipped, if you have been trained as a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ. If you go back and reread Ephesians this week, get a notepad and get a marker and write down how many times Paul uses the expression in Christ or in Jesus Christ. Christ. Everything Paul did, his whole perspective, everything he thought about and did was in and through the power of Jesus Christ. We have been elected in Jesus Christ. We have been empowered by Jesus Christ. We are sanctified by the power of Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed. We have forgiveness in Jesus Christ. All the spiritual blessings and power that we have are a result of us being in Jesus Christ. Апостол Павел много раз повторяет, мы во Христе. Это не наша брань, не наша сила, а это сила Иисуса Христа, который живет и действует через нас. Friday nights, as you've been going through 1 John, the search, John repeatedly gives in 1 John a series of questions, a series of tests, a series of self-examinations to know whether you are in the faith. Paul says, as often as you come to the table of the Lord, examine yourselves. Do a self-examination through the prism of Scripture. And this power to live this way, to examine yourself. Paul does it here in Ephesians, but in a different way. He shows us that in Christ, we can accomplish these things. John presents us as an examination. Paul presents us as, here's the power, the energy with which you can live this way. We need to ask ourselves a question. In chapters 4 and 5 and 6, Paul has given us a whole series of little one-liners of how we are to live. Chapter 4, verse 1. Walk how? Walk worthy. Worthy of what? Walk worthy of the calling with which God has called you. And so we ask ourselves when we stumble and we fall and we sin, is that worthy or unworthy? It is unworthy. And so what is the problem? Why are we not walking worthy? Paul says, be humble. Most of us, rather than being humble, have to fight our pride on a daily basis, do we not? Paul says, be united. The mark of a healthy church is its unity in Jesus Christ. What do we find? We find that very often we are not united, but divided. Paul says, let your new man be visible to the world. Put on the new man like clothes. And yet we see usually our old man on display in the society that we live in. John says, don't love the world and the temporary things in the world that are passing away. The things that Jesus said the world wants to steal from you. The riches and the things that we accumulate. The stuff that we see at garage sales, right? That people have accumulated for many years. John and Paul says, we're supposed to love God. And yet, instead of that, we usually love ourselves. Our self-esteem. We don't love the things of God like we're supposed to. Jesus Christ has an inheritance for us in heaven that Peter says does not fade away. And it says nobody can get up there and steal it away from us. Nobody can take your reward from you if you're faithful to the Lord. Paul said, walk in light. And yet, how often we run away from the light and seek darkness, as if God can't see through the darkness, or as if God cannot shine through the darkness. Paul says in another text, the light of God is shown forth in your life, shattering the darkness. Paul says, be wise. How often are we spiritually wise? Seems like more often than not, what's the word Paul uses? We're foolish. Which means you're not thinking, basically. Okay? It means you're not realizing the power of God in your life to live worthily. Paul says, fill yourself with the Holy Spirit continuously. It's like when you get a glass of water and you come up to the faucet, leave the faucet on. Don't shut it off. Leave it on so your cup would be overflowing. Be continuously overflowing with the Holy Spirit that results in you being submissive to one another, chapter 5. How often are we mutually submissive to each other in the fear of the Lord? No, we want to be on top. We want to be in authority. We want to be in front. We want to be in command. We want to be in charge. We want to tell other people what to do. You see, we are not yet perfect. We need help. Paul goes on and says, if you're filled with the Spirit, you're submissive. You're going to have spiritual families, where the husband is the spiritual leader over the wife. And yet, we see so many unhappy marriages. Sadly, we even see a lot of marriages, even in the church, end up in divorce. I was reading just yesterday about a pastor here in Southern California, and he's got several of his children that are divorced. And my heart just bleeds and says, how sad that Satan can do these things among us. We find lives of married people are independent of each other. Husbands do their thing and wives do their thing. Children do their thing. We don't want to obey our parents. And yet that is what Scripture commands for us to do. Look at all the labor problems we have in our country. As slow as the economy is, as many people as are out of work, people are still demanding their rights and demanding more pay and go on strike and do things like that. Why? All of this shows us, in summarizing these several chapters here, 4, 5, and 6, Paul shows us that we need the power and we need the might of God to live this way. And coming to the end of this passage, Paul says, finally, at last, at the very end of my letter to you, dear brothers and sisters in the city of Ephesus, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Апостол Павел показывает нам в этом послании и открывает нам, что мы должны ходить достойно нашего звания. Но как часто наше хождение в этом мире недостойно святого, безгрешного имени нашего Бога, Бога сил, Бога Саваофа. Апостол Павел говорит, чтобы мы облеглись в нового мужа, как часто наш старый внутренний плотской человек видным. Апостол Павел говорит, чтобы мы скромно жили нашу жизнь, а мы должны бороться с гордостью постоянно. Апостол Павел говорит, что единство является главная характеристика, черта Церкви Господней, но как часто мы разделяемся, правда? Почему? Мы не имеем этой силы, о которой апостол Павел здесь нам в этом 10 стихе говорит. Наконец, братья мои, будьте сильны, будьте крепки, силой, могуществом Бога. You know where the problem is? The problem is Satan. And it's easy to blame Satan and say the devil is at fault, but that is the reality. Way back in Genesis, Satan came and he talked to Adam and Eve. When Jesus started his ministry, remember who came? Satan came. And Satan attacked Jesus for 40 days and 40 nights. And Jesus fought back with what? He fought back with the power of his word. And if Satan attacked Jesus Christ, he will do everything in his power, as the rest of this chapter says, to attack us, to shoot arrows that are burning with fire into us, to cause us to stumble and to fall. But Paul says, be strong in the power of God's might. And when the battle is over, when Jesus comes and takes us into his presence, he will find us faithful. He will find us standing. Our time is short and we'll pick up with this next Sunday, but I just wanted to remind you that today is October 31st. 493 years ago, Martin Luther walked up to the church at Wittenberg and he posted his 95 theses in protest against the teachings of the Catholic Church. And then based on Psalm 45, 46 in English, he wrote, "A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark, never failing. He's our helper. He is amid the flood, our mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe.
He's crafty and powerful and great. He's armed with cruel hate, and on earth there is no equal to him. If we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We are not, if not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. And you ask, who may this be? It is Christ Jesus, Lord Sabaoth, his name. Господь Саваоф, крепости сила наша. Аминь.